JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's edition, Cabinet increases maximum weight for heavy-duty vehicles, and our glimpses of Jamaica feature comes up later in the program, so stay with us. Operators of heavy-duty vehicles are now able to transport heavier loads on the nation's roads. This following Cabinet's approval of a 20% increase in the maximum weight heavy-duty vehicles are allowed to carry. However, despite the increase, some restrictions will remain in place to help reduce road damage as a result of heavy-duty trucking.
While the permitted maximum is being increased by 20%, that is, 10 tons on the rear dual axle, and 6 tons on the single front axle, the maximum laden weight of a truck should not exceed the weight fixed by the manufacturer. No permit will be granted for loads exceeding the manufacturer's specification, irrespective of the maximum axle loads now permitted by this temporary change.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing recently. He says the government is also working on implementing permanent weigh stations and mobile scales to assist with enforcement efforts. Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development goal that is working to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the St. Catherine High School is inviting all to its 2014 Health Fair, April 11, on the school grounds at 35 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come on out to receive free HIV tests, diabetes, and other checks, as well as a free concert.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity. Understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Okay, when I was a child growing up, our parents used the annatto as a colorant syrup. Annatto. A thing that grows on the tree, like a pod, and then you can open it and get all the seeds from it. Plants is made of flour. Fish is then added with different seasoning. It can be eaten with cooked food. The natto can also be used as a substitute for curry. That's all I know. I am Winifred Shaw.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest to Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for our trek roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.